Hello everyone, this is MC Goku 305 speaking to you live from the United States of America on Anchor FM, and this is the MC Goku 305 Radio News Network on Anchor FM. Now today I will be giving you all the most highly classified documentations on episode 2, part 2 of Confidence Tricks to Be Aware of. Now, a lot of you may have not heard episode 1, and as a recap of what a confidence trick is, it is the original term for a Ponzi scheme or a scam or ripoff, some people might call it in modern era times of today. Thus far, before I can give you these most highly classified documentations, let me remind you all to follow me on twitter.com/kidgtheartist and instagram.com/mcgoku305. I repeat, twitter.com/kidgtheartist and instagram.com/mcgoku305. Now, let me give you these most highly classified documentations. Confidence tricks and scams are difficult to classify because they change often and often contain elements of more than one style. Throughout the years, the perpetrator of the confidence trick is called the con artist, or simply an artist, and the attendant victim is the mark. Particular scams are mainly directed towards elderly people and young people, or any age of a person, as they may be credulous, gullible, and sometimes inexperienced or insecure, especially when the scams involve modern-day technology or the old-fashioned technology, such as computers and internet, mail, news advertisements within the TV advertisements or the newspapers or magazines. This should not be considered the complete covers, but most examples. Get-rich-quick schemes. The get-rich-quick schemes are extremely varied. These include fake franchises, real estate, sure things, get-rich-quick books, wealth-building seminars, self-help, gurus, surefire intentions and surefire inventions, useless products, chain letters, fortune tellers, quack doctors, miracle pharmaceuticals, foreign exchange fraud, Nigerian money scams, and charms and talismans. Variations include the pyramid schemes, the Ponzi schemes, and the matrix schemes. The money box scheme. Victor Lustig, a German con artist, designed and sold a money box, which he claimed could print out $100 bills using blank sheets of paper. A victim sensing huge profit and untroubled by the ethics implications would buy the machine for a high price range from $25,000 to $102,000. Lustig's stocked the machine with 6 to 9 genuine $100 bills for demonstrations purpose, but after that it was produced only blank paper. By the time the victim realized that they had been scammed, Lustig's was long gone. Salting. Salting or salt mines, or salting the mine, are terms used for a scam in which gemstones or gold orgies are planted into a mine or on the landscape, duping the mark, also as the victim, into purchasing a shares in a worthless or non existing mining company. During the gold rush, scammers would load shotguns with gold dust and shoot into the sides of the mine to give the experience of a rich orgy, thus salting the mine. Examples include the Diamond Hoax of 1872 and the Bre-X gold fraud of the mid-1990s. The Spanish prison. Excuse me, folks. The Spanish prisoner scam and its modern variant, an advanced fee scam, or the Nigerian letter scam. Excuse me, everyone, but just by reading these documentations are very humorous at times and sad in many occasions. This involves enlisting the mark to aid a retrieving some stolen money from its hiding place. The victim sometimes believes that he or she can cheat the con artist out of their money, but anyone trying this has already fallen for the intentional con by believing that the money is there to steal. And this is known to be as the black money scam. Notes that the classic Spanish prisoner trick also contains an element of romance scam. Many con men employ extra tricks to keep the victims from going to the police. A common ploy of investment scammers is to encourage a mark to use money concealed from tax authorities. The mark cannot go to the authorities without revealing that he has committed a tax fraud. Many swindlers involve a minor element of crime or some other misdeed. The mark is made to think that he will gain money by helping the frauders get huge sums out of the country. The classic advance fee fraud Nigerian scam hints a mark cannot go to police by revealing that he planned to commit a scheme himself. In a twist on the Nigerian fraud scam and scheme, the mark is told he is helping someone overseas collect debts from a corporate client. Large checks stolen from a business are mailed to the mark. These checks are altered to reflect the mark's name, and the mark is then asked to cash them and transfer all but a percentage of the funds, his commission, to the con artist. The checks are often completely genuine, except that the pay to information has been expertly changed. This exposes the mark not only to enormous debt, but when the mark reclaims the money from his account, but also criminal charges for money laundering. A more modern variation is used to lesser printed counterfeit checks with the proper bank account numbers and payer information. Persuasion tricks. Persuasion fraud, when frauders persuade people only to target their money in an old-fashioned type of fraud. The grandparent scam. A grandparent gets a call or email or physical mail from someone claiming to be their grandchild, saying that they are in trouble. For example, the scammer may claim to have been arrested and require money wired or gift cards purchased for a bail, and ask the victim not to tell the grandchild's parents as they would only get upset. This call is fraudulent impersonation of the name of the grandchild, typically obtained from social media or the former Yellow Pages listings and postings, as well as obituaries listed either in newspapers or from a funeral home's website. How cruel. Any money wired out of the country is gone forever. Romance scams. The traditional romance scam has now moved from newspaper or magazine advertisements or television advertisements and now has gone to the internet sites. The con activities cultivates a romantic relationship which often involves promises of marriage. However, after some time, it becomes evident that this internet sweetheart is stuck in his or her home country or a third country, lacking the money to leave and thus unable to be invited with the mark or united to the victim. The scam then becomes an advance fee fraud or a check fraud or a credit card fraud or a various payment method fraud. A wide variety of reasons can be offered to the trickster. Lacks of cash, but rather than just borrow some money from the victim, advance fraud, the con man or woman normally declares that he or she has checks which the victim can cash on his or her behalf and remit the money via a non-reversible transfer service to help facilitate the trip. Check fraud or credit card or debit fraud. Of course, the checks are forged or stolen, and the con man or con woman never makes the trip. The hapless victim ends up with a large dent and an arching heart. This scam could be seen on a television program, The 90 Day Fiancé, by a man named Caesar Mack. It can be viewed online or television. In some cases, an online dating site itself engaged in fraud, such as Anastasia Dates or Zusk, posting profiles of fictional or professional persons or person which can operate knows are not currently looking for a date in the advertising locality. Fortune telling frauds. One traditional swindle involves in social media or TV ads of fortune telling. In this scam, a fortune teller can use a gold reading bowl or a golden crystal ball reading skills to detect that a client is generally in massive, severe trouble rather than merely seeking an entertainment or is in a gambling complaint of bad luck or has severe injuries. The fortune teller informs the mark that he or she is a victim of a sand curse and that is for a fee the spell can be lifted and can cast to remove the curse. In Aramani, this trick is called buju bag. After one traditional format, the mark is told that the curse is in his money and he brings the money in a bag or box to have the spell cast over it and leaves with the bag of worthless paper. Fear of this scam has been one justification for legislation that mark fortune teller a crime. See the blessing scam for more information. This scam could be a new lease on life in the electronic age with the virus hoax. Fake antivirus software is falsely claims that a computer is infected with a venereal virus disease and renders the machine inoperable with the bogus warning, unless blackmail is paid. People, I'm sorry for birds not laughing, but that sounds so dang funny. But I've seen that before on computers, not mine, but my friend's computers. This sounds so doggone crazy. In a data link computer services, indicate a mark was fleeced of several millions of dollars by a firm that claimed that his computer was infected with venereal viruses. Wait, venereal? That sounds screwy right there. And that the infection indicted and elaborated a conspiracy against him on the internet. The alleged scam lasted from August of 2004 through October 10th, and is estimated to have cost the victim $6 to $20 million, House said. Gold brick scam. Gold brick scam involves stealing a tangible item for more than it is worth, and they are named after selling the victim a alleged golden ingot, which turns out to be a golden piece of lead. Green goods. The green goods scam, also known as the green goods game, was a scheme popular in the 19th century United States, in which people were duped into paying for worthless counterfeit money. It is a variation on the pig and a poke scam, using money instead of other goods like a pig. The mark or victim would respond to flyers circulated throughout the century and country by the scammers in newspapers or flyers on buildings or rock. Green good men, which claim to offer a genuine counterfeit currency for sale. This currency was sometimes alleged to have been printed with stolen engraved plates. Victims usually living outside major cities would be enticed to travel to the location of the green goods men or women. To complete the transaction, victims were guided by a steer, account terms, to be shown large amounts of genuine currency, represented to be counterfeit, which was then placed in a bag or chattel. Victims were receive offers to purchase the money at a price much less than face value. While a victim negotiated a price or was otherwise distracted, another accomplice, the ringer, would switch the bag of money for a bag containing sawdust, green paper, or a deceased mouse. Oh my goodness. How nasty. Victims would leave unaware of the switch and were unwilling to report the crime as attempting to purchase counterfeit money, or currency that is, was itself a crime, and the mark or victim accordingly risk arrest. A elephant in a poke bag. A elephant in the poke bag originated in the early Middle Ages. The con entailed the sale of what is claimed to be a large elephant. And actually, people, I'm going to skip over that. That sounds very, very, very crazy. Now, people, I have given you these documentations. Now, this is another one. Norsiki. The Norsiki scam is a multiple round variant of the gold brick scam, which has entered Russian urban legends from a unverifiable ingredients. During the Afghanistan conflict, the scam consists of multiple sellers and buyers rounds. The sellers and buyers are both being Soviet offers in on the con. The sellers intentionally offer a small amount of mysterious items, small, shiny, colored cups called Norsiki at a prominent bazaar for cheap sellers and round. The first seller round ended up with a minor deal, as the merchants were traditionally expected to buy at least a sample of the new and unknown good just in case, and then the buyers visited the same bazaar demanding any Norsiki available and credulously paying more than the seller had demanded. The merchant making an easy profit were thus much more enthusiastic towards the next seller. The Norsiki were small, stackable, reasonable, durable, lightweight, and would neither spoil nor rust, making the trade especially easy. This went for several rounds to build trust from the messaging pathways and established the Norsiki as a special ware or even a Soviet specialized secondary currency. On the pre-final round, the buyers emptied the bazaar collective supply of Norsiki and let with the announcement of returning soon with the exorbitant amount of money, while leaving an equal exorbitant order for more Norsiki and even a down payment. Back then, the sellers gladly agreed to provide the demanded amount of wares, but demanded a higher per unit price, citing a E.G. that need to pay more hush money to their commanding officers. Then the sellers fulfilled the order and the merchant bought massive amounts of E.G. literal truckloads of Norsiki, expecting to make a large profit due to the size of the outstanding order, regardless of the reduced per profit and regardless of the high investment. It demanded them that the size of the final Norsiki order would usually exceed the bazaar's cash reverses, causing the merchant to access their swings and savings or to barter any stock piled premium goods. Obviously, the buyers would never be seen again, leaving the bazaar's merchant with a truckload of Norsiki and no means to sell them. Establishing new contacts with the Soviets would then reveal the Norsiki as a worthless brass caps from Soviet gunships, unguided to air-to-ground missile packs, derives as the diminutive from HYPC, said unguided missiles. These caps were used during a shipping and discarded when the missile packs were splotted to the gunships by the millions and were essentially worth nothing. Due to recycling ecology being non-issues with the Soviet military, extortion or false injury tricks. Badger Game. The Badger Game extortion was perpetrated largely upon unmarried or married men. The mark is deliberately coerced into compromising positions to suppose a fair, for example, then threaten with public exposure of his ex unless black money is paid. Bogus dry cleaning bill scam. Now, people, this is part two of these most highly classified documentations. I will be giving you part three later on. Have a great day and learn how to not be ripped off. These classes are to teach everyone about these ripoff people, these confidence tricks of the most highly classified documentations that I can give to you. Have a great day, great night. Bye-bye.